And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
I believe that I am saved, but I have never been baptized. So what does that mean? I believe in my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is important that we believe. Faith is absolutely necessary to please God, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But we need to have faith that is built upon and grounded in what God has said. It seems in this particular case that the questioner has faith, but he has built faith in what he thinks, or rather what he feels, rather than what the Word of God actually says. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." I've heard some say that since the passage does not say he who does not or he who is not baptized shall not be saved, that therefore baptism is not necessary. That's simply not the case. It is necessary that a person believe before he will ever desire to be baptized. No one has ever come to any person and said, "I do not believe that Jesus is the Christ, but I request baptism in His name." That, of course, has never occurred. It is necessary that a person believe, and it is logical that he will believe in Jesus before he ever requests to be baptized into Christ. So if a person does not believe, he has not even taken that first step, and he certainly will be condemned. However, if a person believes only, is that salvation? Not according to Scripture. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." Well, what if we change the formula that Jesus gave? What if we say, "He that believes is already saved and should be baptized"? Well, that's not what Jesus said. That's supplanting man's own idea. That's man providing his own answer to a question that Jesus has already answered. We must believe and be baptized in order to be saved. In Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, Paul was asked, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Many in the religious world today would encourage us to call upon the name of Christ, and certainly we should do so. But we must call upon God's name in God's way. We must call upon God by submitting to all of His commands and by being baptized, relying upon Him to save us. Now, some might say, "What about John chapter 3 and verse 16? This is a very well-known verse, and it says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Doesn't that teach salvation by faith without baptism? No, certainly it does not. It teaches us of God's tremendous love, and that God demonstrated that great love by sending the Christ to die for men. It also says that he that believeth shall be saved. It's important for us to understand the meaning of the word believeth there. This is not simply a mental assent or a mental understanding, but rather this is a conviction to the thing that is believed, a conviction to the thing that is understood. And because of the tense of this particular verb in the Greek, it's a continuous action. Not a one-time conclusion that these things are true, but rather a lifelong commitment to them, constantly carrying out these things that are true. The believer is one who has faith, faith built on evidence, faith that produces works. He is the one that will not perish, but have everlasting life. In Mark chapter 4 and verse 40, Jesus chastised those disciples for having no faith. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 28, he referred to the fact that they were people of little faith. That kind of faith will not save us. Rather, we must have a complete and mature Bible faith. If, as this questioner says, we truly believe that Jesus is the Lord, we will recognize Him as having authority, and we will submit to Him. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5, we are shown in verses 5 through 8, the great sacrifice that Jesus made, how He humbled Himself in leaving heaven, coming to this earth, taking upon Him the form of a man, and being crucified on the cross for your sins and mine. Because of that, because He humbled Himself, We're told in verse 9 that God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That indicates authority, that name above every name. And because of that position that God has placed him in, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Does that mean that all will? No, it doesn't. But it does mean that all should. And all should because God hath highly exalted him. And he has given him that great name. And we should bow the knee. And we should confess with the tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now that term Lord means that he's a ruler. He has authority. And when Jesus says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, then we should believe and we should be baptized in order that we might have salvation.